This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
It's made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tell me where I'm wrong, where I'm off, where I don't make any sense. Hey, I'm good with that. I got thick skin. I've had stronger people, louder people, noisier people than some of you that have beat on me, and I'm good with it, like I said. And I'm very thick skin. You really need to get involved. Whether it's my show or somebody else's show, you need to get involved in the conversation. If you've got something to say here, it's 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can hop on if you've got Facebook. You're one of those people who are on Facebook. There's a live feed going on there as well. You can. It looks like the smarter people than I in that feed as well. And there's also the live chat room that you'll find at the website, therealside.com. We should go over there. Give me your email address. I only send out one email a week. And in that email, I just let you know who the guests are, what we're going to be talking about, the kind of issues we're going to be taking on. I have a couple of major sponsors that are also on there as well. And it wouldn't kill you to take advantage of some of these things, right? At least they know you're listening. And what does it cost you? Seriously, write this number down, 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. It's called Landmark Gold, or Landmark Capital, I'm sorry. Now, they're going to give away a couple of things. One is they're going to send you a couple of papers to read. Oh, my God, you'd have to read. Think about that. You've got to read a little bit. One of them is called, and you've heard us talk about it on the show, the coming bail-in. This is where the government has the right, legally, now, today, in this country, has the right to grab some of your retirement money. They're not really taking it from you. They're kind of freezing it so they can use it to pay off some bills. And, you know, when you decide you want to retire or do something, you let them know, and they'll tell you how much you can have back. That's how it's going to work out. Right? And if you have an IRA or something like that and you want to learn how to move that into physical gold or metals. Now, here's the beauty thing. Just for calling that number, 844-715-7311, if you qualify, and yes, there's a qualification, if you're getting unemployment checks, you've got nothing to invest, you don't qualify. You need a little common sense, right? You can get a Morgan Stanley coin. Silver coin. What is it? It's a Morgan silver coin. Silver Morgan. Yeah, I get it right one of these times. A Silver Morgan coin. Right? You get it for free. What else do you want? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. 844-715-7311 if you want to discuss with the people there at Landmark Capital. There, and they're good people to speak with. All right. So I have actually lost friends over this. I have people that won't, and you know, I don't need the violin to play. I'm not heartbroken. I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. But you sit there sometimes and wonder, these were strong people. These were people I thought were strong in their convictions, strong in their belief systems. And I'm talking to them about politics. And one of the things I talked about was, here's my problem with you Cruisers, if you would. Right? You're getting behind Cruz. Cruz is the man. He knows what he's doing. He would never cave. Guess what? He caved. I'm using your words, not mine. I don't think he caved. I think he sat and looked at what the options were and decided, hey, this is not going to work. I don't want to be part. I think he started to think about if Hillary wins, and if she wins by a small margin, and he thought he could bring anybody over, he's going to feel like a major league turd, isn't he? Yeah, so several months after the Texas Senator Cruz failed to endorse Donald Trump at the Republican National Convention, where he could have done it, where he should have done it, he's now announced that, in fact, he will. But he's coming at it in the sense of, I'm going to keep the pledge that I made to vote for the Republican nominee. He should have done that before. You know, one of the things I didn't like that happened, I've been in politics for many years, and then on top of it, not doing a show, there's a thing in politics. It doesn't matter what goes on during the primaries, leading up to the race, leading up to the nomination. You can say anything you want about each other. And then afterward, all is forgiven. All is done. And I've seen it. I've seen some nasty races where afterward everybody got, you know, had a kumbaya moment, if you would. And they only do it because the only way to move in this business, the only way to move around in this career is you all got to be good with each other. Oh, my God. Did I just say that? You all. Not the y'all stuff. Y'all's what you use to make a hole in the wall. Anyway. So in what Hannity has described as an extraordinarily powerful statement by Cruz, the senator took to Facebook to lay out the case for Trump. Now, I put out a tweet a few minutes ago, and I said, Cruz has vindicated me. Because to my friends who left me, my real friends, I'm not talking about just my radio friends, people who hear me and you know, friend me on Facebook and that kind of stuff, to people I had been friends with over the years. Cruz, see, I'm not Ted Cruz, I didn't run for president. Cruz made the case that there are many reasons to vote for Donald Trump. No matter how volatile he gets at times, no matter how stupid the things come out of his mouth are. And you got to give him credit because he knew who he was targeting. He knew that the Republican Party was tired of the same old, same old. What he didn't count on, at least I don't think, is he didn't count on Democrats re-registering as Republicans, declining states re-registering as Republicans in some states so they could actually vote for him. Don't you think? I don't think he expected any of that. But we saw it happen. So this, and you know, Cruz's full statement is this election is unlike any other in our nation's history, like many other voters. He says, I've struggled to determine the right course or of action in this general election. He said, in Cleveland, I urge voters, please don't stay home in November. Stand up, speak, vote your conscience. Vote for candidates up and down the ticket. I want to talk about this because I also want to break down what he said a bit. You got to know what to do. Some of you sit there and say, I can't do anything. Yeah, actually you can. And you don't need any money to do it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
That's my music. Always a pleasure to have you by my side here. And you are by my side because I'm surrounded by monitors, so I see what's going on, whether it be in Facebook, on our chat room, and other places. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Come on, you guys have got two IQ numbers to rub together. You wouldn't be listening to the show. At least that's how I feel. So take advantage of the coin giveaway that I talked about in the last hour. I'll do it again here soon. But you want to take advantage of it, and seriously, we just, you know, anyhow. Where the heck? Oh, I know. You know what? What happens is on the breaks, you guys, I try to go through the mail and other stuff to see if anybody's got something pressing I need to talk about. And then I lose my place. Anyway, Sean Hannity tonight put out a piece on Ted Cruz's full statement. He didn't comment on it or anything like that, but I got to tell you something. We should, because we should talk about what it is that Cruz said. And so that you could take this to your friends. I mean, there's a lot of you that were never Trumpers. I see some send me emails. There's a lot of you that were like never Trumpers, and now you're realizing, you're looking at Hillary, you're listening to her, it's the same old, all we get, see, we get Obama transformed into a shorter, small, older woman that's much more provoking. You know what, I don't even know if I call her progressive. They're looking for the dynasty. They are the king and queen in their eyes. They, you know, it's not even that she wants this position. It's not that she feels like she could do better for the country. She is entitled to this position. She deserves this position because of who she is. Nobody else is as qualified. Well, now all of a sudden Obama, he must have been hit by lightning, or, you know, they showed them the list of the 54 other people that died that had something to do with the Clintons. And Obama now has done a total about turn as to where the Clintons are at, how he feels about Hillary. So, anyway, we're talking about Cruz and some of the comments that he made in his speech. He goes on to say, after months of careful consideration of prayer and searching my own conscience, I have decided that on Election Day I will be voting for Republican nominee Donald Trump. Here's the thing. Yeah, I'll get a little preachy on it for a second with you. I love when they do this. I love when these guys, and this is what bothers me about these people who come out and say, you know, I'm a Christian, I go to church every Sunday, I got a relationship with God, and yada, yada, yada. Well, where was that relationship 2 months ago? Wait, God had a change of heart? You really think that God told you 2 or 3 months ago, no, I don't want that Trump guy, and don't vote for him, don't back him up, don't do it. And then all of a sudden goes, you know what? God says, now after a couple of cup of coffees, I've decided, yeah, maybe you should vote for Trump. And let your people know. Because God's so confused, right? Don't bring that into it. Don't say, you know, prayer brought you to the conclusion. Now, here's what I would say. I would say I was being prideful. I was mad. That's not in my biblical roots. That's not the way I'm supposed to handle stuff. So it clouded my judgment. It didn't make me think. And in prayer, I was convicted to use my right mind. I can live with that. That makes sense. You with me? That makes a heck of a lot more sense. Yeah, I know. So, he goes on to say, I made this decision for two reasons. First, last year I promised to support the Republican nominee. I tend to keep my word. Okay, so, again, you've had an evolution, right? Which was one of my complaints about him, too. You gave your word. You kept talking about what a man of integrity you are. See, you... Your promise isn't based on what the other guy does or doesn't do. So when he was saying, do you hear how the guy talked about my family, I can't vote for him, that's not how you do it. You gave your word. And you know what? And you show that you're the better person by living up to your word. Second, even though I have had areas of significant disagreement with our nominee, by any measure, Hillary Clinton is wholly unacceptable. What, is she all of a sudden wholly unacceptable? I'm confused as to what the change is. And I hate to say this, guys. I'm wondering if he was offered a position of some kind. I don't know, Supreme Court, Attorney General, I mean anything at the cabinet level. I'm just wondering. He said, I have always been never Hillary. Well, you can't always be never Hillary when you're never Trump either, because he knows how it works. And some of you have been mad at me for saying this kind of thing. But it is so true. Your vote, if you do not vote, it's a vote for the other person. And the reason it's a vote for the other person is because when you vote and you vote opposite, you cancel somebody else's vote out for the other person. It's really that simple. You don't even need a college degree for this stuff. It's really pretty simple and straightforward. Six key policy differences inform my decision. First, he said the most important is the Supreme Court. Hello? Come on, give me some kudos here, will you? I said the same thing.
Good job, honey.
Thank you. At least she agrees with me. I kept saying the same thing. My kids, you know what? I have grandchildren now. And I see them a little bit more than I have in the past. And when I look at them and I think about what they're going to be up against. So what do I do if I don't fight for them? What if I do? What? How do I justify me voting or not voting or not supporting somebody who will at least put somebody on the Supreme Court? They'll fight for their right to worship. Worship in the open. Not have to worry about going to jail. Do you know what I'm saying? If I don't fight for those rights for them, if I don't fight to make sure that there's a solid Supreme... We all know what happens if the Supreme Court goes sideways or liberal. Because right now, that's what Hillary would do. She would turn that court into such a liberal cesspool that it's going to be 40, 50 years before... You know, these kids, these young people are going to be affected 40, 50 years out. And it is a problem. It is for me, anyway. Okay, I hope it is for you, too. Anyhow, if you think about the most important, when it comes to the Supreme Court, your freedom of speech is going to be on the line. Your freedom of religious liberty is going to be on the line. What about the Second Amendment? Who she said she would go after. You know, I know you guys have heard all this before. And you've heard it from Hannity and Limbaugh and those guys. But how about, you know, because they've been called, you know, spokesholes for some of those people. But when you hear it from your regional people like myself, I hope it holds a little, you know, I've got kids. You know, I am truly one of you. I've had my ups and downs. You know, I've had some really good money in the bank, and I've had $11 in the bank, and I've had negative numbers in the bank, and I've been between jobs, and, you know, I've had to borrow against my 401k. I have been one of you. I've had car payments, house payments. We'll talk about more about this on the other side. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
He was a famous trumpetman from our Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now. A blowing reveille. He's the boogie,
I really like this music. That's why I let it go. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Listen, if you're having to listen on your smartphone, that's not a big bad thing necessarily, but if you're having to listen on your smartphone, right, and you want to listen to it on the radio station in your area, it works. If you would simply call your local radio station, what is wrong with you people? Why aren't you carrying this show? I'm telling you, you're going to be surprised. They're going to go, oh, my God, we like that show. Yeah, and if they don't, and they don't respond, then just let me know. Really, seriously, send me an email. We've been able to pull on four or five stations by you guys starting priming the pump, as they say. Get it rolling, and then I'll go in and help finish it off. I really will. And I do appreciate when you do that for me. I very much do. Let's get back to this. If you got anything you want to say about it, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The Hannity has posted the Ted Cruz's speech on why he's endorsing Donald Trump. And tonight, earlier, I said, you know, Cruz vindicated me. And some of you even sent me personal messages saying, what do you mean Ted Cruz vindicated you? To the Cruzers who were mad, and I had Cruzers mad at me. You're helping Trump win. You won't get behind Ted Cruz. And I, you know, jokingly say in the show, I've only got 16 listeners. They're not going to help. All right, but here's the deal. I couldn't get behind. It was something about Ted that bothered me. I don't know what it was. I can't tell you what it was. But there were still plenty of candidates left. I wasn't going to just throw into Ted Cruz because my friends wanted me to. I got to feel good about it myself. He's got to be somebody I can get behind. And there were a couple things that he did that really bothered me. No different than Trump. There's a couple things that he does that really bothers me. But I can understand him more. He's not running around telling everybody what a great Christian he is, what a great man of God he is, how much he listens to God, how many times he's on his knees. He's not saying that stuff. So I can't hold any of that against him. I cannot. So when somebody says to me, you know, he's not a Christian, well, he might be. I don't know. I'm not willing to judge that part of his life. But I'm not voting for a Christian. You guys have heard me say this a million times. When you get on a, listen, when you get on a plane, right? Now, obviously, I'd prefer to have a Christian pilot, but guess what? I don't care. If the guy is in his early 60s, late 50s, been flying for 25, 30 years, God bless him, I don't care what he is. All the only thing I care about is he's getting along with his wife that night and everything's cool. And that's all I care about. You know what I'm saying? So, whether he's a Christian, same thing with the dentist. I don't ask the dentist if he's a Christian first. I like old, white-haired dentists. I like that. Same thing with the doctor. Sorry, you young people. I want my doctor to have no hair or white hair. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, so when somebody runs around constantly talking about their religious belief and how important it is to them, I often say to myself, who are you trying to convince? I'm not beating on Cruz. Don't get me wrong. I know godly men. This is not the first thing they put out there. Because my Bible says they'd know us by our fruits. They'd know us by what we did. They'd know us by how we treat each other, how we act, that kind of thing. So again, this supreme, above all, above anything else that could take place in the Middle East with ISIS or anything else like that, this Supreme Court, this election, is so important. Right? So important that if we can hold Trump to his word, we can hold Trump to what he said he's going to do, the conservatives, will have one of the strongest Supreme Courts in the history of this country. And I'll tell you what, though, not that it'll do us any good. You saw El Presidente pretty much ignored every order they gave. All right, Cruz's speech. So he went on to say, the court hangs in the balance. I've spent my professional career fighting before the court to defend the Constitution. We're the only one. That was the other thing that bothered me. I know you can laugh at me if you want to, okay? That's all he ever talked about. Constitution, Constitution, Constitution. The only thing he ever talked about was upholding. We got that. We got that in the first 5 minutes of you talking. It was about the Constitution. Saying the word over and over again doesn't make us like you more and more. Or less and less. In my case, I thought it was just filler words. We know you'll uphold the Constitution. Tell me how. That's what I want to know is how. See, I used to joke when they were debating each other. I'd say, Ted Cruz is as dry as a sponge in the desert. When it came to the military, we're gonna appropriate the dollars that the military needs to strengthen itself again. We're gonna make it so that they have the equipment they need. You start putting you to sleep. Trump would come out with his grandiose ideas. We're going to make the military so strong. We're going to make it so big. It's going to be so big, nobody's going to want it. It's going to be beautiful. We're going to have beautiful trucks. We're going to have beautiful tents. We're going to make it so big, nobody's going to want it. Nobody's going to come and aggravate us because we have such a, right? He would make you, didn't say anything. But he knew how to make you feel like he was serious. He loved the military. I mean, my God, when you talk about the military, you talk about this country, you talk about the flag, the military, grandma, apple pie, it all, none of those other guys got that. This would have been so easy to steal from Trump. I'm telling you the truth. It would have been, if somebody would have just paid attention to what Trump was doing, if somebody would have paid attention to the fact that Trump was making us feel for this country, wanting that pride that we get under Reagan. If they would have picked up on that and ran with it instead of making fun of it, we would have had another nominee today. It would not have been Donald Trump. But nobody did that. And then, because they were so stuck on a certain, and I worked on a campaign locally that I saw the exact same thing happen where the National Republican Committee only knows how to advertise one way, and we were able to just to slam them no end and win. But these guys were so stuck, they would be in the having the debate, and Trump would say, somebody would make a response about ISIS or whatever, and Trump would look over at Bush and go, that is so stupid. That is like the dumbest way to handle ISIS, all right? There was no detail there, right? And those guys would get all wound up, and they get tight, and they get flustered, and they start pounding away at what? The party platform again. And we all saw that. So everybody else was doing the same old, same old. And Trump was, there's no content. You're so stupid, there's no content. Right? Well, what was the other one? The other one was a low energy Jeb. Right? Lion Ted. He had nicknames for all these guys. And all right, yeah, I got a little sidebar here. Did you guys see the clip? It didn't go viral or anything like that. It didn't have a whole bunch of... I should have grabbed it and put it up on the website. But there was a clip. He was running around with reporters the other day, and I don't know where he was exactly, but he was at one of those hot dog stands. Not the little ones. You know, you walk up, there's like two windows. You order one window, go to the next. But it was a bigger, maybe a 28-foot trailer. And he turns around. I mean, this is... I know this, you're going to say, that's not presidential. I don't care what it is. It just shows you where his head's at. So he turns around and goes, he looked at one guy and goes, look, you want a hot dog? You guys want a hot dog? Anybody here want a hot dog? I'm here. Well, let's get them now. I don't want you to be hungry. And that's such a New York thing to do, if you know what I'm saying. Right? You got people working with you. You're working with people that are hungry. You don't sit there and eat in front of them. But he's sitting there wanting to feed everybody. Only a couple of people took him up on. Only a couple of reporters did. Okay, yeah, no. Does that mean that he'd make a great president? I just said it wouldn't. I just like the humanity of the guy. And everybody that I talk to that has worked with him, and we know quite a few people that have actually worked with him, say that's the kind of guy he is. He's like you and I. And when he's you know, with his close group, he is self-deprecating. He does make fun of himself. He does make fun of some of the things that he does. All right, I'm sorry, I did it again. All right, Cruz, right? So the court hangs in it. For no other reason, we need to get behind Trump for the court. We have a better chance of getting the people we want on that court under Trump than we do under Hillary. Under Hillary, we have no chance. You can kiss your religious rights goodbye. Yeah, you can. You can kiss your freedom of speech goodbye. You will kiss your gun rights goodbye. And you may end up with Supreme Court Justice Barack Obama under her. Now, you guys know this, but that's been going on all over the place. Going on all over the place. Right? Anyhow, let me see. We're only one justice away from losing our most basic rights, he says. And the next president will appoint as many as four new justices. We know without a doubt that every Clinton appointee would be a left-wing ideologue who's paid her plenty of money to play. That's my words, not his. And Trump, almost every one of the candidates that Trump has put up is a Scalia surrogate. Seriously. Hey, we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host, Houston, The Real Side on GCN Live.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Always a pleasure to have. Now listen, real quick. This goes to the chat room. It's only the chat room and the live Facebook feed, okay? I want the name of the song and the guy who did the song, right? The singer of the song. And the first one who does that in the chat room, the first one who puts it up there, I'll send you a TRS water bottle for free. Yeah, I'm like the government. You get it for Zippo. I want the person who sang the song and the name of the song. Both, you got to get both right.
And
then email their mail. Okay, well, call out their name, and then they can email their... If you don't email... And listen, your email's got to be real, all right? Because the other night, I gave away a coffee mug, and it was the 25th email. The 25th email, when I tried to respond, it bounced back to me. So I don't know what you did or how you did it, but you lost because your email wasn't correct. Maybe you were... I don't know what they call that. However it is you get it without having to give up your real email address. So that doesn't work for me. I want the name of the song, the first one that pops up on Facebook or the chat room with the name of the song and the person who sings the song. I will send you a free TRS water bottle. I mean free. You got to get your own water though. I'm not doing the water thing. I am Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We are syndicated nationwide. If you want to know the stations, the times, head over to the website, realside.com, Again, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. A lot going on over there. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending or have spent with me. Hey, Jason Wirt from USA Radio News is going to join us in the next hour. And the reason for that is, you know, he's great. He's a great news guy. He's a great journalist. And I always appreciate it when he's on because we're not clones. We're both conservatives, if you would. But, you know, we don't all walk lockstep. We have different ways of looking at things, different ways of approaching stuff. And Jason's not one of those guys that's afraid. He's not afraid to question me or push back on me, thinking, you know, I'm not going to have him back on or something like that. Anyhow, we're talking about, I'm talking right now about Cruz's speech tonight that Hannity has posted up on his website. And that's great, that's wonderful, but you really need to discuss and talk and understand why that was done, right? So for some time, he's going on to say, for some time, I've been seeking greater specificity. Yeah, no, I have a hard enough time saying Joe, let alone specificity, on this issue. And today the Trump campaign provided that, releasing a very strong list of potential Supreme Court nominations, which I would say, knowing what I know about the political world, it was timed that way, including Senator Mike Lee, who would be an extraordinary justice, and make an explicit commitment to nominate only from that list. The commitment matters. It provides a serious reason for voters to choose Trump. Now, I want to know what you cruisers are going to do. I would love joe@therealside.com. It's joe@therealside.com. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to know what you cruisers would do with this. I want to know what you cruisers, how are you going to reconcile? Because a lot of you cruisers became never Trumpers. You're going to be now always Hillary? Please tell me you're not going over to Johnson. That guy's an accident waiting to happen. He goes on to say, Obamacare, the failed health care law, yeah, you don't listen to me for my accent, believe me, is hurting millions of Americans. If Republicans hold Congress, leadership has committed to passing legislation repealing. Stop it! Would you please stop it? You're making me crazy. You've done 63 votes on repealing Obamacare. You know what we got? Nothing. You've wasted time, energy, and money. Here's the deal. If you've got the ability to repeal it, to make sure you hold that repeal in the Senate, and we've got a Republican president who'll go along with you, then do it. Make sure you have Plan B, because you're going to leave a lot of people out in the lurch with this one here. You better have a cleanup plan, or we're going to look like jackwagons, or we're never going to get that White House back again. But stop with the repealing of a, you know, if you guys had the guts to do it to begin with, we've had, I like this. This is where I fault him for some of this stuff. If Republicans hold Congress, we have Congress. Why haven't we stopped funding it? Why haven't we stopped funding parts of it? What is wrong with you people? What makes you think they're going to do it? If we can set the, you know, set your ducks up in a row and everything can work, then I can see doing it. Otherwise, don't waste my time. Really that simple. Just don't waste the time. Let's see. We know that beyond a shadow of a doubt that Clinton would veto that legislation. Trump has said he would sign it. Third, energy. Clinton would continue the Obama administration's war on coal. Now, this is what I don't understand. If you're a union member and you happen to be listening to the show, or you have a brother or sister or cousin, uncle, aunt, or whatever, that's a union member that works in the coal industry, the energy industry, would you please go give him a noogie on the forehead? Ask them to explain to you why they would vote for somebody who has openly said, until she found out how distasteful it was, that she would wipe out, destroy, annihilate the coal industry. Right? It's dirty fuel. There's no reason for it. I mean, they passed all this legislation with their husband included on cleaning up the coal industry, and they did. And all of a sudden, it's terrible. It's disgusting. It's right? This Democratic Party, this Democratic administration that we have now, or the Democratic administration, there's nothing about energy they like unless it's green energy. It's the only one they're willing to get behind and deal with. Trump has said he would reduce regulations and allow the blossoming American energy, and it would bring in so many jobs, it would clean up so much. Fourth immigration, Clinton would continue, nothing. She would bust the gates down. She thinks this is like the Berlin Wall. You got to tear it down. She wants open borders. She loves the fact that she'd have all these votes coming in. And all these people coming in, we don't have to track them. Don't worry about it. Jobs will be created. Opportunities will be created. You know, there's 94 million Americans sitting home. Not a problem. Not for her, anyway. That's the problem with people with a lot of money sometimes who don't have any kind of reality to their life. And she's one of them. She doesn't feel the pain for these people. She doesn't understand it. She doesn't care. National security. Really? Do I have to explain this one? The woman who doesn't know that a C at the top of an email is for classified, but she's best for security? Seriously. And she can empathize with ISIS? See, these are the commercials he should be doing on her. It should start off with, I'm strong on security. I'm your best bet for national security. And then run down every one of those items. Doesn't know what a C is, right? Doesn't read the reports. Empathizes with ISIS. Think about that. Those would be pretty strong commercials. She would continue importing Middle East refugees. The FBI can't vet any of these people. There's nothing to vet. There's no government to vet them with. Let me see. Six, internet freedom. Now, Clinton supports Obama's plan to hand over the control of the internet to an international community of stakeholders, including Russia, China, and Iran. Don't you love how we build everything, we make everything work, and they have to just hand it all over? They see no value in keeping it. Those six issues alone, Cruz said, is a reason why we and others, and he is the only choice for the American people. And he said it, and it's true. If Clinton wins, even if she doesn't win, look, this president has proved that the Dems don't see any foundation in our government, in our laws. Obama consistently breaks the law. Consistently. Who's going to take him out? See, I think the founding fathers really didn't think that we'd have these kind of people in office. I really believe that. Because if the job of the AG is to enforce what's come down, why wouldn't Obama be in handcuffs? Why wouldn't Hillary be in handcuffs? And I say that because the same things that others have done, in Hillary's case especially, are in jail, have gone to jail, have lost their jobs. She hasn't been touched. And the other thing that Trump has done and done well over the last few weeks, he is pounding home freedom. Freedom to choose, freedom, all this. He is pounding it home. He's talking about school choice, the power of economic growth, how helping to create jobs will lift the African-American and Hispanic communities to prosperity. He knows it's true. Look, come on, guys. This is simple economics 101. When you're working, when you have a job, what do? You spend money. If you're collecting welfare or if you're collecting unemployment, they don't give you a whole bunch of money for that. Let's just be honest about it. Are you filling up your car? Are you driving down to the local store to buy stuff? You're cutting back on groceries when you're on unemployment, when you're on disability or any of that. So you're not spending the money you could be spending, which means that the tax dollars aren't going in the coffers the way they should. That's why these animals are always looking for a way to tax you, to get more money on other things you might have. You know, Hillary's talked with you for years. She wasn't talking about raising the inheritance tax or the death tax. Now she's talking about raising it to 65%. Hello? 65%. That should shake you crapless. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot coming for the next hour. Jason Wirt's going to join me. We got a lot to talk about. We'll be right back.